And Mike, when the teams get down inside the red zone, inside the 20-yard line, teams play one of two coverages generally. They either play quarters coverage or they play zero coverage. Zero coverage means it's all-out blitz, and you're going to go man-to-man on the back end with no safety net right there. The Eagles favor the zero coverage.
Yeah, and these defensive backs, they know that it's tight. They got to stay tight.
Yep.
But you got to have the confidence that those guys up front, that they're going to force that quarterback to get the ball out of his hands quickly.
And they know that they've got to plaster these receivers right here, Mike. And
that's
you
right.
Just hope that the ball's going to come out a little bit awkward, maybe a little bit hot, maybe not with the same precision you'd like to have. Eli Manning, same thing a few weeks ago here. Against the Eagles, you just take a look here. You're going to get max pressure coming after Eli Manning. Here they come now. I mean, you'll see Eli try to protect himself in this throw. He's looking that direction when the ball's going that direction, right? And so you're not going to get the accurate throws with that pressure.
You're not always going to have the sacks, but what you're going to have is the quarterback under duress with an errant throw.
Oh, so here we go. I mean, you're going to see, like, here comes Bear Pasco out here. They're going to match up right now. You're going to play off a little bit, and then once they get in your area, now you got to man up. Now you got to plaster them right here. The Eagles do that all across the board right here. I mean, you've got Victor Cruz breaking free, and that's where Eli's going to go with the ball. But the pressure really makes it an errant throw.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why the Eagles have been so effective in the red zone. They've only given up two touchdowns out of the last 12 times in the red zone.
Okay, well, take a look here. This is a huge play on Sunday, because this is a 14-0 Eagle lead right now. And here's Connor Barwin. Now, he's going to get the hit on RG3, but everybody in the back end is going to do their job. And so, really, there's no quick look here for RG3. He holds it just long enough. The rush gets there, Mike. Fletcher Cox picks it up. Huge play in the game, keeping him out of the end zone.
But again, on the back end, they knew that they needed tight coverage. So, RG3 holds that ball just long enough for Connor Barron to get there because of the coverage on the back end.
It's a 2x2 set. So here it is. This is where RG3 is looking.
Yeah.
He's looking for Jordan Reed right there. But the coaching point is you do not give up any real estate inside that end zone right now. You put your feet on the end zone line. You keep it all in front of you right here. So tight, sticky coverage all the way around, because this is where RG3 wants to go. But he's not going to throw that ball with that defender that tight to him.
Well, he needs to really get the ball out quicker, but he's a guy that waits till the receiver is wide open, till he can see numbers before he's comfortable throwing the football.